AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the White House, Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany was asked if President Trump thinks he still has a path to win the election.
Again, the president is just looking for every legal vote to be counted, and I will leave it to the campaign to pursue their end.
Attorney General William Barr told the AP the Justice Department has not uncovered evidence of widespread voter fraud and has seen nothing that would change the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. The coronavirus shows no signs of letting up. Federal health authorities are urging Americans to skip holiday travel. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The CDC's Henry Walk says cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are all rising.
The best way to protect yourself and others is to postpone travel and stay home.
It's the same advice as before Thanksgiving, but CDC Travelers Health Chief Cindy Friedman says a lot of people ignored it.
And even if only a small percentage of those travelers were asymptomatically infected, this can translate into hundreds of thousands of additional infections moving from one community to another.
If people do leave home, the CDC recommends getting coronavirus tests 1 to 3 days before and 3 to 5 days after travel. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In California, Pasadena is bucking a Los Angeles County order and is keeping outdoor dining at restaurants available. Britain is paving the way for emergency use of a coronavirus vaccine, but people like Tia Stephan in London says no thanks.
Personally, I would not want to take it because I think things are happening too quickly. I am not a big person that's weary of the COVID. I know that it is a pandemic.
The Food and Drug Administration in the U.S. is not scheduled to consider the vaccine until December 10th. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's largely sticking with a partisan scale-back coronavirus relief bill that has already failed twice this fall. This is AP News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is delivering another urgent appeal to curb climate change.
With new announcements highlighting 2020's record-breaking weather and growing fossil fuels extraction that triggers global warming, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has delivered yet another urgent appeal to curb climate change. In a speech at Columbia University, Guterres said, "Humanity is waging war on nature. This is suicidal. Apocalyptic fires and floods, cyclones and hurricanes are increasingly the new normal." The UN is gearing up for a December 12 virtual climate summit in France on the fifth anniversary of the landmark 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
American Airlines is taking its long-grounded Boeing 737 MAX jets out of storage, updating key flight control software, and flying the planes in preparation for the first flights with paying passengers later this month. Ed Donahue, AP News.